inventions that changed our lives on Anyone FM this morning. Got a couple more for you here. Email, you know, the microwave. They're all well and good, but I've got the definitive one. I've just tweeted a picture of it now at Anyone FM Breakfast. This is my choice. Invention that changed my life for the best is the egg slicer, right? I don't know if you've seen an egg slicer, come across an egg slicer, or have the privilege of using an egg slicer, but they're amazing. You place a boiled egg inside and you push down and it slices your eggs. Perfect. Every time, pre-sliced eggs on Anyone FM. It's brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant, right? I don't even own one, but I dream to own one, you know, of my own one day. I remember I used to live back home with my mum and dad's, and, you know, they'd have one, and it'd make me want to have an egg. Do you want an egg? No, I'm all right. I don't really fancy it. You can use the egg slicer. Go on, then. You've talked to me round. Let's get it sliced.
You're listening to the Anyone FM Breakfast Show on Anyone FM 102.5.
The amazing Acrocats Travelling Circus. I bet you didn't know such a thing existed. Well, you do now, thanks to Anyone FM. There's 142 stray cats, right, that have been taken in by Samantha Martin. She quit her job as a zookeeper to travel America with the amazing Acrocats Travelling Circus. Now, I've been watching a couple of videos this morning of the circus, and it's amazing. And I'm not just saying that. You've got cats jumping from stools, you've got cats on tight ropes, cats on ladders. You know, if you love cats, this one's definitely for you. The bit that I'm really interested in, though, and is the thing that I've tweeted, is the band. There's a cat band called the Rock Cats. Okay, it's an all cat band, and they play music. And I know it sounds like I'm lying, because cats can't play instruments. You're wrong. Go look at this video. I've seen a cat on a guitar. I've seen a cat playing the drums. It's got to be seen to be believed. But what's even more unbelievable than that is there's a chicken on a tambourine. Now, I don't know how he got in the band. I don't know what they were thinking. I mean, fair enough. I'll give you the Rock Cats, an all cat band. Fair enough. But why would you put a chicken on a tambourine? As if someone's gone, right, I love this band. It's brilliant. Yeah, no, I love your vibes. Yeah, just keep jamming. Just pretend I'm not in the room. That's great. I'm loving it. Keep the beats coming. Have you thought about getting a chicken to play the tambourine? Not really. No, we've never even talked to think about it.
The Breakfast Show with Tom Boston on Anyone FM 102.5.
This is the dramatic gap in the middle, you see, for tension. Here we go, let's play 5-4-3-2-1 on Anyone FM with Kev. Five facts about music, which are true and which are false. Number one, the music man from the song I Am The Music Man is a real man and he's still alive today.
True.
That is completely false. I've made that one up. The oldest musical instrument is 42,000 years old.
True.
That is true. It's made of bird bones.
Right.
It's a bird bone flute, in case you're wondering. There's an instrument made of fish called a capsicord.
False.
That's false. I've made that one up this morning. I'm very proud of that one. The next one. There is a musical fly swatter that changes tune when you hit something. You see a fly, you hit it, and the tune changes.
I'll go for that one and I'll say true.
That one is completely true. There's all sorts in this world. It takes all sorts, as you say. And the final one, you're doing pretty well so far. The final one, there's a man who can sing a note so low that it can pop some frogs. There's some frogs in Africa, right? African frogs. And he can sing a note so low, that the frog will just pop.
Right.
Is that true?
Now that could be so ridiculous, right?
Yeah.
That it could be true.
Yeah.
Right? But I'm going to say false.
Are you saying false?
Yes.
You're completely right. I've made that one up. There is no note you can sing that will pop a frog.
Anyone FM at breakfast on Anyone FM
102.5.
Mike Tyson gets his own cartoon series fighting crime with a talking pigeon. Of course he does. They have given Mike Tyson his own cartoon show, right? And he's gonna go around solving mysteries with a pigeon. I know, I'm not making it up. I've tweeted it at Anyone FM Breakfast. Go and have a look. It sounds like I've just written some words down in a random order. No, this is real, right? Go and check it out. The Mike Tyson cartoon. It's going to be a Scooby-Doo style mystery. He goes around with his pigeon, who's like an alcoholic pigeon, and he solves crimes. It's coming in autumn to the Adult Swim channel, right? It's not for kids, right? It's not going to be on CBeebies, right? You know, after Bob the Builder. It's like it's aimed at adults, quite sweary, a bit like South Park. But I don't know why they've given Mike Tyson I've never thought I'd love to see Mike Tyson as a cartoon character and watch himself grind a pigeon. I don't know. It's never gone through my. If it's anything like the Hangover movie, what would tell you a word he says? I'll have to come with subtitles. He just You what, Mike? Say that again, please. It's my impression of Mike Tyson, not just a bee in the studio.
Anyone FM at breakfast.
You like this one? This is the headline. I found love and lost 6 stone. Good for you, love. Good for you. A slimming club leader, she couldn't shift her weight, right? She tried to drop 6 stone and she did it. She did it. She used to weigh 18 stone, but then, right, she met Paul Partridge, right? This is Liz. She met Paul Partridge at Slimming World and she lost the 6 stone, right? Which is a lovely, lovely story, isn't it? She's struggling. I can't lose this weight. She meets Paul, 6 stone, gone. Now it says here, I've got a quote from her. Paul is really good and doesn't tempt me with any naughty foods. Which is good, isn't it? Maybe she's been, dating people who've been tempting her with naughty foods. That's not what you want, is it? You don't want your partner going, hey, I know you got a Slimming World, but look at this. Look, can you smell that? A little bit of cake. Can I tempt you? A little bit of cake. Paul Liz is going, can you please? I'm trying to lose 6 stone here. Little bit of cake. Whereas Paul, you know, brilliant. He just goes, do you want an apple? Yes, I do, Paul. Thank you very much. I love you, Paul.
The Breakfast Show with Tom Boston on Anyone FM 102.5.
It's 7:51. Hope you're nice and wide awake, Newcastle. I'm just about getting there. I would say I was kind of half asleep this morning. I came into the studio. Producer Will said to me, we've not got very good Wi-Fi at the moment. It's got problems of radio studios. You know, it's a rock and roll lifestyle we're living. We said, we've not got very good Wi-Fi signal. Tom, can you put on that Wi-Fi booster? No problem. I'll go put it on. I plugged it in, pressed it on, and it actually turned out to be an Airwick plug-in air freshener. So we've still got very bad Wi-Fi signal, but the studio smells. Smells like peaches.
You're listening to the Anyone FM Breakfast Show on Anyone FM 102.5.
Two frogs, producer Will. Two frogs have got married. The reason why they've married these two frogs is it's meant to bring them rain, right?
Okay.
They love when it rains for the crops.
Yeah.
Right, and they've thought what we'll do is we'll marry the frogs together. They'll have a happy life. Bish, bash, bosh. We'll have some rain.
Just move over here.
We'll have some. Yeah, come to Newcastle. You'll be good to go. You'll be no frog weddings. Now, there's 1,000 people at this wedding, right? Which is a lot, isn't it?
It's a lot of people to attend.
It's a good turnout.
It's kind of sad because I don't think that many people are going to come to my wedding.
I don't know 1,000 people.
Yeah.
I know about 10 people. And I don't. Yeah. I think most of them won't come. I really do. 1,000 people at this frog wedding, right? A huge turnout. But there was the weird thing, there was no frogs at the wedding. There was 1,000 people at the frog wedding, but no frogs. Where are the relatives?
Yeah.
Where are the friends and family? Just imagine if, a human wedding, 1,000 frogs. Just 1,000 frogs turned up. What's going on? We didn't invite friends and family. We just got the frog community to come along. Well, we went to their wedding, so we thought we'd let them come to ours. And remember, imagine the stag do out in Newcastle. You can't come in, lads. Why not? Well, 90% of your party is frogs.
Yes, I know. But come on now, come on. We're just repaying the favour.
I know our best man's a frog. I know it, but come on, we'll be no trouble, all right? I promise. We come here all the time. Forget it. We'll go somewhere else, Dad. Come on, let's hop on.
Anyone for breakfast.